Forget the movies. Forget Disney Fox and Kevin Costner. The real Robin Hood was no saint. If you travel back in time 14th century England and listen to the original medieval ballads, you'll be in for a shock. Our hero was a razor, violent and bloodthirsty peasant. He didn't steal off of poor charity, he stole out of poor survival and rebellion. And one more thing, in the earliest histories, neither Lady Marian nor Friar Tuck existed. They were inventions added centuries later. The mystery. Did he really exist? But did he really exist? This is where the mystery gets interesting. If you search through medieval court records, the name Robin Hood or Robert Hood appears dozens of times. The reason? In 1225, a royal fugitive by that name was recorded. From then on, the king's judges began using Robin Hood as a generic nickname for any thief hiding in the woods. He was the anonymous of his time. There was a nobleman, Robin of Loxley, who lost his lands and became an outlaw, making him the strongest candidate to have inspired the legend. Closing. The eternal symbol. In the end, whether a real man existed matters little, but is powerful in his message. Robin Hood is the symbol of justice when laws fail and abuse the people. That is why his story never dies. Yesterday he used a rose in the Sherwood Forest, and today he lends his name to financial applications. And you? Do you think we need a new Robin Hood today?